I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, executive producer Dan Plucker, other side of the glass. If you missed Mark Murphy, the president and CEO of the Green Bay Packers earlier in the show, or if you missed Brad Sellers, former Badger and Ohio State Buckeye basketball player, former Bulls player back in the day with Michael Jordan, and now a mayor in Ohio. He joined us. He was very good in the 2 o'clock hour. Always can use that rewind feature on your radio.com app. Or you can go to 1057fmthefan.com and use Fan On Demand, brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC. The question on the table here in the 4 o'clock hour, do you think Aaron Jones should play the rest of his career in Green Bay? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. Leroy Butler, he said that he wants to be a Green Bay Packer for life. Quote, I would love to be a lifelong Packer, Aaron Jones to the media yesterday in their little Zoom press conference or whatever you want to call it yesterday. He was also asked what he has in mind for an encore after a breakout season, reaching 1,000 rushing yards and 1,500 offensive yards and 19 touchdowns. He said, quote, I wanted to win the Super Bowl. We were one game short. It's not all about me. It's about the team goal, end quote. That's from Ryan Wood's Twitter account. Your thoughts, Leroy, and whether or not Aaron Jones should play the rest of his career here in Green Bay?
It's very hard for running backs to get a second contract. Gurley sees that. When Gurley got his money, you know, teams like, oh, man, maybe we shouldn't have paid. Okay, get rid of him. So, both Aarons won't finish their careers in Green Bay after this draft. This draft, I mean, this is like, at some point you have to say, okay, the writing's on the wall. At some point you have to read it because it's up there. You have to actually read it. I will go further. I don't think any great players are going to finish their careers with their team. You're going to see more and more guys get in their late 30s, want to play, and they have to go to another franchise. But when you're in your prime, when you are in your prime, you don't need to make Pro Bowls. You don't need to make all pros to get paid. It makes it easier. But you don't need to do that. So that ain't even a part of negotiations anymore. If you see what these running backs get, and you think the, your shelf life, is a few years in your prime, you better get max money. If you don't have an extension, I say by September, turn around and read this writing. And then you just play your contract out because they're not going to franchise tag you. The number's too big. So that would mean, okay, if he just leaves, we get this compensation pick, but it's not that big of a deal, but can we just trade him and get a better pick? And I think that's what you're going to see. I just hope it don't get ugly. Like, for guys to say they want to finish their career, it doesn't hold any water anymore. It just doesn't. The team hold all the cards. Because I never, my wildest dream, while Tom Brady won his fourth Super Bowl, after he won his sixth Super Bowl, and after that he's still trying, they would say, listen, you can't play no more. Now he's in Tampa. I never thought I would see that. When you heard Aaron Rodgers say, Gary, the controllables are out of his, you know, he can't control it anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's up to the team. Do the team want him back? It ain't up to him. Of course guys going to say they want to finish their career. Are you willing to stay here and take less money in your prime? And your agent going to be like, no. In your prime is when you're supposed to get paid, especially with a running back. If you get three contracts as a running back, you're doing something. Why do you think Ezekiel Elliott went to Cabo? He said, man, I done led the league. Y'all give me all, I'm everything to the team. I'm not coming back until y'all pay me. And then he got paid. He got paid. But you also see, Gurley play a few years into your contract and you're out. They can't pay everybody. I remember Gary told me this. Gary, I'm close to you now. I remember you told me about Seattle. They cannot keep all these guys when they sign Russell Wilson to a big deal. And you were right.
It's over.
It started to break up. So I don't know. I don't think he's going to be a long-time Packer. It ain't up to him.
It's interesting because we started this topic. I started thinking to myself, okay, so who are some running backs that have actually spent their whole career with one team? And it's hard to start thinking off the top of your head. And I tried to do a Google search, couldn't find any. So I just started thinking. Jamal Anderson, that's one. The Atlanta Falcons, the Dirty Birds back in the day. Eddie George, that's another one. Robert Smith retired early, that's another one. I mean, so there are some guys out there that have done it, but there's not
Barry
a ton.
Sanders is the best one.
He quit early, too.
Early. Yeah. So that's but like a little asterisk beside Emmitt had to go to Arizona.
Yeah, Emmitt ended his career ended literally in
Jerome
Arizona.
Jerome Bettis finished.
Yeah, he finished with the Rams, the Steelers. Yeah, I mean, he was around too.
Why can't a guy like Jerome Bettis finish his career in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. No, I hear you. All right, so do you think Aaron Jones should play the rest of his career in Green Bay? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, warm summer weather is finally here. Ideal conditionings for firing up the grill at the end of the day with all of our meats you love from Robert Specialty Meats. They're fully stocked with all of your favorites for outdoor cooking, from all-natural chicken, pork ribs and shoulders, all your favorite steaks and beef briskets, several types of handmade sausages like the Wisconsin Wurst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar. Or the Al Capone Italian Sausage. I had one of those over the weekend. With all the awesome ingredients of the Al Capone Roast. Nothing goes better at the end of the day than serving up some of their legendary ribs on a stick. I had six or seven of those. And marinated chicken skewers ready for the grill. I had the Parmesan garlic. Visit them in Waukesha. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood Smoked Beef Sticks or Jerky, including their new Honey Bourbon flavor, the ideal snack treats. Visit their website right now, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com, for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there is only one place, Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. We'll hear Gary Ellerson's response to this question. Do you think Aaron Jones should play the rest of his career in Green Bay? What's yours? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Big show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist, endorsed by Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy earlier in the show for saying he should be in the Hall of Fame. So that's always nice to hear. Listen to Mark Murphy interview coming up at about 5:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show. If you want to listen to it before then, you can do that too. Radio.com app. Just hit rewind and go back. We had him on at 3 o'clock or 1057fmthefan.com. A little bit later, you can go on there. Fan on Demand brought to you by John Paul's Big GMC and listen to the interview there once executive producer Dan Plucker puts it up on the website. Do you think Aaron Jones...
Did Dan take out the part about Brad Sellers hanging out with Gary? Tell him to edit that part out. I don't want people to rehear that.
Oh, the Sellers part?
Oh, no, yeah. We were hanging out with Michael Jordan, cuz.
I know you had it, Michael Jordan.
I told y'all me and Mike and them used to hang out all the time, man. Y'all ain't believe me.
And it went from me and Sellers to me and Michael.
Me and Mike used to hang out all the time, man. Y'all ain't believe me.
The one thing that Last Dance documentary didn't have, which I'm kind of surprised by, There were legendary stories back in the day about him and Scottie Pippen street racing in the middle of the night on Chicago streets. There was video of it as well. And I'm surprised that never ended up in the documentary. I guess I was expecting to see it.
Nothing illegal in there, Steve. They can't incriminate themselves.
The man talked about a cocaine circus for his basketball team.
Yeah, but he wasn't a part of it, though.
Yeah, he wasn't a part.
See, if he was a part of it.
Oh, that's different. Yeah,
he
can snitch. Yeah. Right. He's not going to snitch on himself.
I've been allegedly.
Right. Yeah.
So, he ain't doing that.
All right, so anyways, do you think
Aaron... If he doesn't go see Roy, he can still do it, though. Great Lakes.
Yeah, absolutely. They'd love to have Michael Jordan race cars down there. Him against Gilbert Brown. Let's see what they got.
Oh, Gilbert would beat him.
Yep. Do you think Aaron Jones should play the rest of his career in Green Bay? Gary Ellerson.
Well, yeah, I think he should. I mean, yeah. And will he? I don't know. I mean, I think the Green Bay Packers, like I said, is that Matt Schneiderman?
Matt Schneiderman.
Him too.
Both of those guys.
Yeah. Like I said to Matt, I think the Packers have put themselves in a great position, and they hold the cards whether they want to or not. I think that's where it's going to go down. I think if he's healthy this year, Steve, and that's what they want to probably see another year, I think they like to have that 1-2 punch with both of those guys. So I think that's how
1-2-3 will be nice.
Yeah, if it all works out, somebody's going to take a pay cut because they ain't going to pay all these guys that money. But I think in the best case scenario, they like to have all three of the guys. I heard Matt LaFleur last year talking about that we need a third guy. Now he didn't say a second guy; he said we need a third guy. So they want to add to what they have, and I think they're hoping that they all stay healthy and that they all can contribute. I think if you line all three of those guys up, they're all three are different. I think Jamal Williams is probably the most complete of the other two because he can pass block. He's not as good of a runner, I would say, as Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones not as good of a blocker, but I think if you're looking for those tough short yards, I think Jamal can do that too. He's a good pass receiver, but he's just not dynamic. This A.J. Dillon kid looks like a dynamic ball carrier, like that he can run the football. Now, I didn't see him catch the football out of the backfield. I don't know about all that. But most certainly, he seems like a very dynamic runner out of the backfield. So it's a different kind of runner, a different kind of skill set than when you look at Aaron Jones. So I think all three of these guys can complement each other very well.
See, and that's the one thing I think that we're all kind of wanting to see, of how all three of them will be used, because – We back when we had a bunch of really good wide receivers, I don't think that's the case anymore, but back when the Packers had a bunch of good receivers, was there enough footballs to go around to keep everybody happy? Was there enough footballs to keep Finley happy so he wasn't complaining? Was there enough footballs to go around to make sure Driver and Jennings and Jordy and all these guys were happy? Could there be a similar situation at running back, Leroy, with all three of these guys wanting the football and wanting more carries?
Yeah, they could make it work. San Francisco made it work. I mean, but I'm going to tell you, you got to be unselfish, because anytime one of you guys get to be a great, running back, you're out of here. But if everybody's, hey, man, I don't mind coming in every now and then, maybe getting 10, 15 carries at the most, maybe getting 7, catches at the most. One week, I'm the man. Next week, you're the man. That works if you can get everybody to do it. By committee, it has worked. Featured is really the way to go if you got a 3-down back, but for how long that lasts? How long can Ezekiel Elliott be a 3-down back? Even they'll get him out of there every now and then. I think the kid Pollard or somebody, they try to get him out of there to save him. But Aaron Jones has something, history on his side, and I'm a big Aaron Jones guy, on and off the field, by the way. He played 19 games. I mean, he had 19 touchdowns, I apologize. But he played all 16 games. And mainly because his head coach was his friend. The more we wanted him, coach kept saying, nope, I want you to be fresh down the stretch.
Yeah,
and that's the reason why he dominated. He dominated. And I will say this, Gary, he improved his pass blocking ability. because you was the defense every time Steve. Oh, well, here comes Jamal. They're throwing the ball, or it's a screen.
Sure.
When Aaron Jones in there, well, the Kansas City game, he got a ball, but that was when Devontae was out. Okay. I'm talking about when Devontae's out there, everybody's out there. The defense knew when they were going to throw the ball because Aaron Jones either got hurt or he improved that to his credit. But if he was my son, okay, if he was Brock or little Leroy or Jack, whenever you're in your prime, you maximize your full potential. Okay? You do that. It may be in another company, but the only way you can sleep at night if you maximize it. Now, sometimes you put in a great position and you just, hey, man, I'm just in the back seat. We're on cruise control. I could play a lot of years. I'm never going to be the driver. Matter of fact, I'm never going to be the passenger. I'm just sitting in the back seat playing my role. I can play a long time. I'm not going to make a lot of money. I'm going to make a decent living by the standards. That's the conversation you have to have. Aaron Jones is a featured back all three downs. And he's not going to want to come out the field because he's going to be hot. They're going to get him out of there. Because A.J. Now, what if A.J. gets hot?
Yep.
What if they get 10 carries and he got like 74 yards and two touchdowns? And every time they get inside the 10, who do you think they're going to put in there? They're going to put A.J. in there. And Aaron Jones said, wait a minute, I scored 19 touchdowns. Well, I'm not thinking of – oh, man, he's our new red zone guy. That's going to cut into you now. That cuts your value. Now if they try to charge you, teams like, damaged goods at this point. So you have to do something before now trading, or you just have to decide to pay him and keep him, and you're going to have to let somebody else go.
Okay, let's go to the phones, 414-799-1250. Mike and Brown Deer, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, brother? Mike?
All right. You know what Leroy was just talking about what Leroy was saying about Aaron Jones being three down back and not wanting to come out. The only thing I worry about is his size. I wonder about at his size, could he take the pounding? Could he take the 25 carry a game type of deal like Ezekiel Elliott or like somebody who had a bigger frame on him? I don't know if that would be the best thing for him. And this kid A.J. Dillon coming in, he's going to be somebody that can spell him, that can keep him fresh for the fourth quarter. And unless this guy is Walter Payton, I don't know how long you could go staying in all three downs in this run-heavy offense that LaFleur's got. That's my comment, guys. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, well, he did it last year, and that's what he'll say if he's listening. He said, I did it last year for 16 games. And Mike McCarthy's offense, it's a little banged up, but they threw the ball a little bit more. They didn't throw it to him. But in LaFleur's offense, Gary, he has a history of doing well and playing all the games only because the coach, I wouldn't say a pitch count, but they did limit his access to get Jamal in there at times.
Well, right. I mean, I think that's what proved out to be a good winner for them in that, they got everybody involved. As much as we wanted him to carry the football more, get more touches, they stayed true.
You know, the other thing, too, about this whole thing with Aaron Jones going forward within this offense and how this offense is going to go, how important do you think it's still going to be that all of these backs are able to catch the ball out of the backfield? Because if it's going to be Dillon, and again, that's something we don't really know yet as far as how well he's going to catch the ball, but you've seen Jamal Williams working out catching balls and putting it up on Twitter all offseason. Aaron Jones, I think, hinted at the fact that he might have wanted to got himself a jugs machine to practice with. So clearly that's a big element. We keep talking about running the football and purely running the football, but we don't really talk about the aspect of them catching the football out of the backfield from a touches perspective, Leroy.
Yeah, that's the thing that the coach has to understand that he wants his offense to grow, but you got to throw the ball to the backs. And this, it's evidence that works. Because a short pass is something that, Gary, we talked about. That's just like a run, just like the short dump pass, the play action dump until you check down. That's what San Francisco was so good at. And I just understand that you got to put your guys in position to make play. But I know if you're Aaron Rodgers, if you go to a two-back set, okay, two-back set, something Jamal and Aaron played together. Who's your two-back set now, Gary, if you go to that? If you got Jamal there, A.J. Dillon, and Aaron Jones, who's your two-back set going to be?
Well, it's interchangeable.
It's interchangeable?
Yeah.
You
want to
explain interchangeable?
I don't think it'll ever be A.J. Dillon and Jamal Williams, but I think is did I say A.J. Green? I'm sorry. It will never be Aaron Jones. It will never be Jamal Williams and A.J. Dillon. But it either be Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams or Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Because Aaron Jones, you most certainly can put in a slot, motion him out. Because I think you can see that.
Yeah.
I think you'll see Aaron Jones more involved in the passing game than you did last year.
I hope so.
Do you think you see Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon on the field at the same time?
Yes.
And when they're both on this field at the same time, do you think it's, you know, them side by side? Do you think it's more of an I-back formation? How do you think it plays out?
I don't know if A.J. Dillon is a fullback, lead back in the I formation. That's not him.
So probably side by side.
Have to be the lead back if they use the kid, that Josiah kid, as an H-back. He would be the lead back. And then they could do like that split, that cross-buck action. It's a lot of things. They basically crossed in the backfield. You got to figure out who has the ball.
Right.
And then you can like give it to that Tyler Irvin kid coming around on the end around. Those are the kind of plays you have to use your players in every aspect of it. They can fake it and throw a screen to either one of those guys. But, Gary, what about using both A.J. Dillon and Jamal Williams in the red zone with inside the 10 to just power running game? Maybe that.
I think you possibly do that if that's what they want to do. Yeah, I mean, that'd be your big back set. So that could be your short yardage goal line. But
See
that out in the field.
Is Gary Ellerson?
You're right. I agree with you.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Let's get the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic with CBS News. And then on the other side, time for a buzz. That's right. Time for a buzz. And you want to stay tuned for that. And it may involve wearing a mask. We'll tell you what that's all about coming up next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler is here. If you missed the interview with Packers President Mark Murphy, stay tuned. An hour from right now, we'll play that back for you. President and CEO of the Green Bay Packers, and talked on a bunch of different things. Talked about the new rule changes for the NFL that were approved today. Talked about one that can get coaches back in the building and players back in the building here going forward. Touched on the Jordan Love pick, multiple questions about Jordan Love, selection by the Green Bay Packers and Gutekunst and LaFleur and all that fun stuff. So definitely want to stay tuned for that coming up again at about 5:35. We will replay that here on The Fan. Or you can, if you want to listen to it before that, just hit rewind on your radio.com app and you can do that already. All right, time now for our buzz.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story, brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
All right, Beauforting Buzz. I'm sure there was some Beauforting drank over Memorial Day weekend, would be my guess, with the nice temperatures and everything else outside. I'm guessing people were probably grilling outside. I know we were over the weekend, up some of those ribs on a stick and the Al Capone sausages and all that fun stuff. And lots of people having tasty beverages like Beauforting beer over the weekend. And saw on the internet that there were beaches that were filled with people and parks filled and lakes filled with people and boats everywhere and people fishing and having a good time. Stores were busy and bustling around and so forth. And when Gary and myself and Dan Plucker, our executive producer, we were talking a little bit earlier today and led to this question. Just an interesting question. Do you feel weird wearing a mask into places now? Now that everything is wide open again and you can go wherever it is that you want to go, essentially, pretty much everything is open, do you feel weird when you walk into an establishment and you're wearing a mask? And I will tell you that last night, I walked in to baseball practice, and there were a couple of games going on and so forth, and there was literally like nobody wearing masks. I walked in wearing my mask, and we were far away, and I was trying to find what field he was on for practice, whatever else. So I put my mask on to walk through the crowd, and people were kind of looking at me like, what in the world? And there was, I mean, it didn't look any different to me than what a fall ball game would have looked like. It looked pretty similar to me of what you would have saw at a fall ball game. There were some people probably more so out in the outfield, standing out there maybe, but there were still people in the bleachers. There were still people in their lawn chairs set up, sitting there talking next to each other. No concession stands or anything open. But I'm telling you, if you didn't know there was a pandemic going on at this point, you would have just thought it was a normal day in May in 2019 or 2018 or 2017. It probably didn't look any different than any of those other years walking into a complex in May. It's just weird. And then we were up in a different part of Wisconsin, up like towards Wisconsin Rapids area and stuff. And I walked into a store there, very busy, nobody wearing masks outside of the people working. I saw no masks up there whatsoever. I guess I'm not going to say I'm really all that surprised, but it is weird now where before you saw a lot of people wearing masks. Now it's opened and now nobody's wearing masks. And now when you do wear a mask, it does feel like everybody's kind of looking at you like, dude, why you got a mask on? Like, what's your deal? It does. It kind of feels like that's kind of what people are looking at you, kind of almost guilty into taking the stupid thing off. So you're not, you know, the outcast of everybody at wherever you may be, Gary.
No, I disagree. I'm disagreeing. No, I agree with you, Steve. I'm finding this whole mask thing kind of weird. I mean, I don't know if I'm getting a side eye or what, because I think when you go to certain places, the workers, they have to wear the mask. I think it's mandated by their company. I mean, wherever that is. I mean, like, if you were go to, like, say, you know, one of these stores and all the workers have them on, whether they're company mandate, no, those people have to wear them. But the customers most certainly don't have to wear them. Now, I think one time when I went to Menards, I think you had to wear it in Menards. I think Costco, you had to wear it in Costco. And I think you had to buy one for a dollar or something like that. I think that's what it was.
You get your hair cut at Grey Clips, they make you wear a mask going in.
Yeah. So, yep. I mean, so some of these places are mandated that you're wearing, and some places are not. I mean, so yeah, I mean, I walk into different stores and I got my mask on, and I feel like I'm getting a side eye or just weird by the people that don't have theirs on. I mean, I'm not trying to make a big issue, but I find it kind of funny. But I find I feel some sort of peer pressure that maybe I should take my mask off. But I know I can't take my mask off because I'm diabetic, and I also have rheumatoid arthritis. So I don't want no particles floating in the air going up in my nose and mouth. You know, them kind of the type of thing. Now, what I was doing, Leroy, I'm for real though, Leroy, I got some work gloves, you know, that I wear outside. I was wearing work gloves inside. I had my mask on and my cowboy work gloves. So Joe started looking at me real crazy with my work gloves. So anytime I go to Menards or Home Depot, I wear my work gloves. Like, you kind of get away with a work glove. But like, I was wearing my work gloves to like pick and save. People looking at me crazy, pick and save my work gloves on. So I started wearing my work gloves, but I was still wearing my mask at pick and save. But then there was people giving me the side eye in there too. So I don't even know like what the feel, what the protocol is. Should I be wearing my mask? I'm not wearing my glove anymore because everybody looking crazy at me.
You should be wrapped in bubble wrap is what you should be wrapped in.
Leroy, you're
target number one in this whole thing.
Yeah, I got like 3-4 masks now. I got like different masks to match my outfits too.
Oh, that's good. See, you're keeping it stylish even, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I got about 4 masks. I got me a pack of masks. I got me a badger mask. I got me a mosaic mask. Yeah, I got me a black one with one of them little filter pockets on the side of it.
You got fancy ones.
Oh yeah. I ain't messing around. My boy, Dean Murray. Mm-hmm. Now he ain't selling them or nothing like that. His wife was making them. Met him. His wife gave me a couple. She made some for me. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know about the mask. I mean, I'm kind of – I got to wear it. I know I got to wear it, but I just feel weird when people look at me with my mask on. Getting one last thing. You know what else, Steve? Though sometimes I feel like I can't breathe. Leroy, is Leroy on the phone?
Yeah, Leroy's still here.
I'm just listening.
Leroy, I feel like sometimes I can't breathe. B-R-E-A-V-E.
Oh, you're trying to tie that into Minnesota. Okay, I got you.
Well, no, not so I mean, I feel like I can't breathe sometimes. Like it just get too tight on my face or something. I don't know.
Well, maybe your head too big or your face too big. You can get a different
one. Well, another thing. Funny that you mentioned that, Leroy. Another thing, because I got a couple of them that really quite don't fit my face right. Where my ear be bent over off on the side. I don't like that.
Yeah, you may need to give that to a little kid.
Okay.
But I don't care. I'm not watching to see if people looking at me. I'm getting in and out, cuz. And I got my mask on.
You got your mask on, Roy?
What? Stop it.
Come on, you ain't wearing
Hey, man,
mask.
Listen, I don't tell people to put theirs on. They don't tell people. Because it's all political now. If you're with the president, you ain't wearing one. If you're a Democrat, you're wearing one. How about just safety? I mean, 100,000 people done died. It ain't going to happen to me. Who cares? I'm going to go live my life. I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. I don't care.
Y'all.
Just if you don't want to wear no mask, don't wear one. But as soon as you get sick, who you going to blame? Okay? It's for just to show, really, respect. I'm just respecting everybody else. I have a mask, so that's all. If you want to respect people and be around, you want to social distance, do whatever you want to do. Because everybody keep talking about when it's a vaccine. They have vaccines now for the flu. Everybody don't take these things. Because people, that's political, too. So it ain't for when. It ain't for when there's a vaccine, people get back to normal. No, because people are not going to take it. Some people are just not going to take it. But back to masks, of course I wear one every time I go out and go into a store. Absolutely, because I appreciate people around me. They trying to shop. They're not trying to catch my germs. I ain't trying to catch theirs. I'm just trying to get my essentials and get out of here and get home to my family like everybody else should. But I would love to partner with the governor or some of these officials to talk about the African-American communities to see how we can stop the spread of it in the north side of Milwaukee. I would love to do that. That would be amazing if I can do that some kind of way, because we got to figure out how to slow this thing down in the African-American community, because it's just wiping us out. And I don't know if everybody even understand that. So maybe that's something in the future we can work on. But as far as the mask, I always wear one because I respect everybody around me.
You know, and that's the question on the table right now. Do you feel weird wearing a mask into places now? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And again, like where we were this weekend, the county that we were in had two cases of people that had COVID through this entire run. They've had two. They're like the lowest number in the state or second lowest number in the state, something like that. So, okay, that's a little bit different, I guess, up there where these people are feeling comfortable because it really hasn't taken over their county. But down here in southeastern Wisconsin, where the numbers just continue to grow and grow and grow, it's weird, man. Like, I thought we would all be wearing masks and so forth and it would be fine. I did not expect once it opened that everybody would just be like, I'm good. Everything's fine now. It's all clear. And go out there and be walking around without masks on. And now you got the Dells opening up. So you're going to have like Mount Olympus Resort, I believe, opened up yesterday, I think was their first day being open. And some of these indoor water parks are opening as well.
Disney World say July 11th, they're going to be wide open with appointments. Wide open.
So we'll see how that's going to go. A lot of these places of how business is going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how far they go. Because like Gary said, some of these places are making you wear a mask if you want to or not. And I've already heard from a couple of people that said those places that make me wear a mask, that they're simply never going to go to again. That they're just going to boycott them and they're not going. So
there's enough people to go, so they're not going to be worried.
No question.
If you want to help the economy.
No question. But
there
are some people that are so far on the other end of this that they think they're offended that somebody should have to wear a mask, that they're just not going to go to those places anymore. So it's a tough deal for sure. And it's weird.
They're the ones I'm going to go to then.
Mike in Greenfield, you're next on The Fan. What's up, Mike?
Not much. Are you guys hearing me okay?
We hear you good, Mike.
Okay. It's a little bit like Leroy said. It's about respect. my wife and I carry masks along with us. You know, everybody's making them. Some of the ladies look pretty sharp. It depends. So if we walk into Pick and Save and most of the people have masks on, we put them on. You know, it's about, you know, a lot of weird stuff's going to happen from this, and some of it will be good, some will be bad, But it is about, you know, if you're going to make somebody next to you more comfortable because you have a mask on, put it on, you know. And if nobody's wearing masks, I'm good with that, too. I got, you know, a little heart condition, and I'm 67, so I'm supposed to be watching out. So,
yeah, didn't you have a heart attack? When did you have the heart attack, Mike? Was it last year or 2 years ago?
Almost 2 years ago.
Almost 2 years ago, yep.
And council decided... And not just because of that, but...
No, it was the Brewers. You can play... Mike, it was the Brewers. We remember.
And so he gave... I believe he gave Jeffers... You know, he's got a... He's got... He's needed... He felt like he needed Jeffers, and he gave him a chance after melting down. And of course, that blew up, and everybody was on council. And I was working for a guy yesterday, and he went off on council that he's terrible because it was dumb of him to put him in. But anyhow... I'm over the heart attack, and I'm trying to live more healthy, and I'm still able to call into the show. So,
Mike's wearing a mask.
Love having you on, Mike. Thanks, buddy. Take care. No, that's not what Mike said. Mike said he's wearing a mask if others are wearing a mask. If they're not wearing a mask, then Mike's not wearing a mask.
I got to wear a mask all the time if I'm in public.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Something on his heart, he needs to wear a mask.
If I were you, Gary, I don't think I'd ever leave my house. Pete, Southside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Pete?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
You forget.
What's up, Pete?
Yeah, don't worry about them folks looking at you, man, about that mask.
Yeah, man.
100.
I wear my mask everywhere I go. They look at me, I just look right back at them like, yeah, you do you, I do me. If
right.
You want to fall out somewhere, that's on you.
Yeah, that's right. But that's exactly right. Pete's right.
I can't look how they look at me. I put mine on, bam, and I look right at them.
Yeah.
You can walk around and suck up all kind of germs you want, but I'm wearing mine.
You know, that's interesting. Thanks for the call, Pete. He's 100% right.
Yeah,
he is.
Right.
110% right. I'm going to do me, you do you, and whatever happens, happens. I'll just go from there.
I think that's what it looking is. Around. I don't look
that's
around.
That's what it is,
just
yeah.
Moving.
Say what, Leroy?
Just keep
Leroy, what
moving.
About if people be wearing a mask on while they're in the car?
Now, I'm guilty of that because I forget to take it off.
Well, if you're with somebody and you within 3-4 feet, and nothing wrong with that. But if you're with your wife, then, yeah, you don't have to.
You should
to.
Be okay because she already got what you got.
I just forget
right,
to take it off.
She's been quarantined with you, but if you're giving somebody a ride, yeah. Because the Uber driver, they got to have masks on. Masses.
Yeah.
They got to have masks on.
Yeah, that, yeah. Do you
I
feel.
You want to talk to people if they ain't got no bad. Don't keep it at 100.
Do you feel.
Keep on moving, Roy.
Do you feel weird wearing masks in places right now? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057 FM. The Fan still to come. We'll replay the interview with Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy coming up at 535.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
Yeah, no, I'm very supportive of it. Brian and I were in communication, and it's the reality is it's not only the most important position in football. I would argue it's the most important position in all sports. And there's an old saying in the NFL that the best time to take a quarterback is when you don't need one. And we don't need one now. I mean, obviously, Aaron's still playing at a very high level. I guess I look at it. I give Brian credit. I think, that he had the courage of his convictions, that he obviously thinks a lot of Jordan and thinks he could be a great player for us. And, he's not going to help us right away. I think for the long term, it was it'll be a very good move. And it gives me, look back, say what you want about Ted Thompson. The best thing he did was drafted Aaron Rodgers when he had Brett Favre. And, hopefully we'll have a similar conversation 10 years from now about this deck.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
There he is, Mark Murphy, Packers president and CEO. We'll play back that interview in its entirety from earlier today here on the Wendy's Big Show coming up at 5:35. So if you haven't heard it, stay tuned. 5:35, we will play that back. Talking right now about do you feel weird wearing a mask into places now? I guess the other thing about this, we only got a couple minutes left here, and then we got to get to Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane at the top of the hour here, top topics of the day. When we talk about this mask thing, does it bother you or drive you a little bit crazy when you see parents with kids in a store and the kids don't have masks on, but the parents do? Does that drive anybody crazy besides me?
I haven't seen that yet.
I'm telling you, Steve.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, people think kids cannot get it.
Like, you'll see the mom with their little boy or girl. They don't have a mask on, but the mom does. And then, or you'll see a dad, and he'll have it on, but the kid doesn't. Like, we got Jack-Jack. Where we take Jack-Jack, we put a mask on him. Like, I don't understand.
I'm telling you, people, because I heard these women talking about it at Walgreens. Because this lady asked her, say, well, why don't your kids get a mask?
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to step on like that.
Why is she aggravating this lady? But you know me and Garrett, I'm nosy. I was walking slow listening. Kids can't get this virus. My kids are good. I kept wearing home walking, went right to the pharmacy to get my stuff. I got out of there. People think that, though. They really think that. Until a bunch of kids get sick, they think that. But this one I also heard that the NFL and the sports people, they're trying to figure out a way to get these little things that cleans the air. You put around like a necklace, and it cleans the air in your space. As if people don't want to wear a mask, they can go to the game. You just push it, and it cleans the air around you. It kills, like, germs and stuff. They're trying to get fans to wear. It's like a necklace. You wear it to clean the air. And I heard that that's what they're working on to get fans into the stadium. If people don't want to wear a mask, if you put it around your neck, it's in your area, it cleans the area. I mean, so you don't have to worry about viruses or bacteria. I mean, that would be a game changer if a guy puts on something like that, and they can just push it, and it cleans the air around them. You can sit there and enjoy a game, especially outside. They did something like that. But then you got to find out, does it really kill viruses and bacteria if people start coughing and stuff of that nature?
He is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane comes up next, your top three topics of the day. Stay tuned. If you weren't able to get in on one of the topics earlier in the show, you'll have your chance coming up next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.